The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
I've already tried to spill my coffee twice. Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to... Yeah, we've only been doing this for 14 years. Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio.
Well, here John's in the room, so what do you want? No. We always get verklempt with John. We are getting ready for the Red Bluff Roundup, and so today, that's what it's all about.
Hello. Thank you.
We have a mix-up with our headphones.
Okay.
Good morning, everybody.
It only took us a minute to get this unscrewed, and I'm not even sure it is. Hey, good morning, everybody. Today is the 17th of April, 7:06 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Good morning.
Who?
It's your Carl. Yeah,
you know what?
You probably got five.
What's today, Wednesday? Ron Lim was in here yesterday, and he just purposely tied all of the cords and the knots, I'm sure, last night on their show, Vascal. So, anyway, good morning. And Benjamin, good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
Are you cold? I have not seen anybody ever wear his hoodie with his earphones over the hood. That's kind of cool, really.
Well, I'm not very cold, not, no.
Okay. All right. Got it. Is there a special day out there?
There probably is.
Then we'll come back to it
all
since
right.
You obviously aren't ready.
Well, no, we're all kind
of... the rest of us. Look at this.
That's, okay. Can I do the weather now? Yeah. This is what happens, you know. This is live. So we love the fact that when we're live, we never know. If you've watched TV before and there's like boom mics falling down in the back and stuff happening and people just have to keep their cool and keep going forward. So that's what we're going to do. Sunny today with a high of 77 and overnight lows of 52. Thursday calls for, 80 degrees. Friday's going to be sunny with 81 as we get ready for the Red Bluff Roundup. And that's where we're going to be, with our, one of my favorite people on the planet, John Growney is here in the studios. He's looking at us right now as we are playing the Three Stooges. And I don't know who the third one is, but maybe it's our producer.
I'm Mo, and you're Curly, and Ben, you can be Larry.
And Saturday's going to be 81, and Sunday's going to be 83. Good morning, everybody. So we have a beautiful week ahead of us, and the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, where they give senior and veteran discounts, a veteran-owned business. So there you go. How do you like them apples? 365-3793.
How can they take two sets of headphones and intertwine them where they're going in between each other's wires? How'd they do that?
I don't know, but John Growney...
I'm calling Lim today.
John Growney knows because he has been in the rodeo business for so long. He understands, and so does Courtney Kreider, who's with us as well. What happens... All the stuff that goes behind the scenes in order to make a show run smoothly, the livestock, the writers, the people putting the time, you know, they have no idea as soon as the shoot opens up. What? All the stuff, like, maybe somebody broke down on their way. Maybe, you know, they puked before they went on. I don't know, something, it's just like, what? But we don't see it.
I know it. You know, a lot of things happen.
Take a breath, Linda.
No, it's a good question. Because, you know, it's somebody, it's an uncontrolled production. Because you're dealing with animals, you're dealing with people, you're dealing with so many things that all the stuff there, there's wrecks going on in the back all the time. You can't get this animal. He doesn't want to come in. The other one wants to come in and you don't want him in. And then there might be a drunk hanging over the fence watching you do that, yeah, and he's right in the way. And so there's just all kinds of stuff going on, but it all ends up happening and the crowd never sees it.
And well, even if you do see it, you make fun of it. You just,
you do,
laugh
you have
along
to, you smile.
Yeah.
You smile and you just keep going.
Yeah.
And then even our animals, they go with us, you know, probably 15 rodeos a year, and, you know, a lot of them have been around for 10, 15, 20 years, that, they're just used to it. I bet the horses are going, look at these goofy people around here. So, wonder what they're thinking.
Every so often, you'll look at a horse, and it's looking at you, and you know it, you know that horse is thinking, this is not right.
Yeah,
this isn't right.
They have a lot better senses than we have.
Yeah. Well, now let's talk about John Growney for a little bit. I mean,
yeah, right.
We sometimes forget.
No, you get carried away
because we know John real well and think the world of him. But John, tell us a little bit about your life. You know, yesterday Lloyd was in here, and I mean, said he left home at age 14, and you just told me that he went to the big ranches and would be out for 6 months,
right?
Learning his trade, and,
right? There's the RO, and there's a couple of big cattle companies in Arizona, and Lloyd, just a young man, he left home when he was young, and he went to work for this, I think it was the RO, just out of Seligman, Arizona.
Yeah.
And eventually, you know, he went through that, and he learned to be a cowboy. He was raised on a dairy, and he's just a good hand. But what he brought to the Growney Brothers Rodeo Company was how to be a cowboy. He taught Donnie Kish how to ride a horse better. And then they were a team picking up, you know, they were the pickup men.
Right.
And when they worked together, it was just awesome to watch it. I'd end up stopping myself just to watch them pick up bucking horses because they did such a great job together. But Lloyd brought the cowboy to us. You know, I was raised around Dick Hempstead and the Flying U Rodeo Company, and I thought I knew how to be a rodeo stock contractor, but it was a learning process. And with Lloyd, when he brought the cowboy to us, we learned to ride better. We learned to handle livestock better. We learned a lot of things to make us a better rodeo company.
Well, but you started at a real early age too. Let's talk about you a little bit.
There still is a big Owens family. They were all big cattlemen, and there were six brothers, and they're all dead now, but they're the ones you looked up to, and they'd always come and get me. They were friends of my dad's. And then one of them had a son, John Owens, that was my age. So, that's where I learned to be a cowboy with them. And, so I learned to rope and ride and try and do things right. And, it's just an instinct that if you learn it at a young age, you just feel what's going on, and the more you can feel instead of see, you start becoming a better stock handler and a better cowboy.
Yeah. So, like situational awareness, just being aware of, you know, I was watching Lloyd yesterday, and I watched his eyes, and he was scanning, constantly scanning, and I thought, you know, it's interesting that you say that, because I thought, you know, you really have to know out of the corner of your eye what's going on with that animal or on any level when it comes down to seconds and safety, correct?
Oh, you've hit it. You know, when you walk into a bullpen, you have to show your authority that you're more dominant than they are. And there's always one or two that are thinking, maybe I want to try this guy. And so you got to know which ones those are that want maybe a piece of you or something like that. And then you become less threatening with them, but you still dominate them, and then they respect you, and that's what you're gaining is respect from your animals. And you do it more out of kindness than you do out of forcibly doing something with them.
Right, right. You respect the space.
Right. So it's just something that you learn, and that's like when you're Lloyd, and I'm the same way. I'm always aware of what's going on around me. And because of that, it's helped me in the rodeo business. I could tell you guys, talk to you all day long.
Well,
my grandfather taught me something that I was 27 when I got in the rodeo business, and I'd go into a committee, and you learn to find the person that doesn't like you, and you win them over. because you already got the people that are going to take care of you. But that one person, it's usually an older person that has a lot of say in that rodeo committee if they don't want you or do want you. And it's something that I figured out at a young age that within, you almost had 5 or 10 seconds to figure this out. And it really helped me. But maybe it's being raised in the car business. I don't know.
Well, that's something that young people have, well, people really of all ages, that was a very important part of wisdom. When you can go into a room and read the room and you know there's one person that you're going to have to win. The rest, like you said, there's some that are already agreeing with you, but there's one person there you got to convince. And if you can do that, you're going to be a success in your life. And sometimes it's one-on-one, and that's even harder. Yeah. But you've got to figure out is what is it that I can bring to them that's going to make them maybe sit up, maybe look at you differently. Yes. In the positive sense.
You know, in my life, I've been in the rodeo business for 45 years. In my life and I tell all my committee people when I speak to them and stuff like that, I started out hustling you. You know, I wanted your rodeo. I was hustling you. But through the years, a friendship grows that is never ending. You know, you live with them. You eat with them. You go to their funerals. You go to their weddings. It just, pretty soon you're part of a family.
Sure.
And I've got 45 of these large families that are in every town that we put a rodeo on.
Wow. Okay. We have to take a break here so we can continue to interview John.
I think we're calmed down now.
That was a little exciting.
Well, the dog is laying under the table. He's got his...
Poor Ben.
He senses the calm.
He's laying... Yeah. He's got his head on John's
boots.
He was
licking my boots.
Yeah, I know.
He could smell all the horse and cow stuff.
Oh, no. He's happy there. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. It is a community bank. They've been in the business here for 17 years, and they've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. 4 branches, one in Red Bluff on Riverside, 2 right here in Redding, 1 on California Street, and the other on Hartnell. And the 4th one down in Anderson on Ventura Street. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank. We think a lot of them. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blasengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Red Bluff Roundup is on. April 19th, 20th, and 21st. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest 3-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Red Bluff Dodge. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music star Chase Matthews. And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital, tough enough to wear pink day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturing manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3470. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Experience for the first time glowing wild an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Good Wednesday to you. It is the 17th of April, which means that we're just moments away from the kickoff from the Red Bluff Roundup. And actually, there's all kinds of events going on as we speak. Today, it looks like we've got Slack at 10, and then there's a blood
9
drive.
9 a.m. today.
Sorry?
9 a.m. today.
Oh, 9 a.m. Okay, and then we have the Bikini Barrel Race at 7. Oh, is that last year's? I have this program in front of me, so. Anyway, that would get me when we went into the main office and we have a couple tickets to give away for Friday night's Red Bluff Roundup. But this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. You know, it's rodeo time if you're looking for anything that has to do with beautiful turquoise and vintage jewelry or estate pieces. And even if you just have a loose stone or you need watch repair, head on down to Four Winds Jewelry. They are located in Reading on Hilltop Drive, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Give them a call at 530-222. All these twos. I don't know. 2750.
We're here with John Grani, bull rider, stock contractor.
Whatever he was.
Been in the business a long time. And Courtney Kreider, who is escorting all these
cowboys.
Stars and cowboys around here. John, you're a stock contractor. You've been a stock contractor. Of course, you had the bull Red Rock. And, I mean, he is, people still talk about this bull. You know, when they rate the best bucking bulls, and it's, you know, I mean, Red Rock is still in that group there.
Yes, he's a legend.
It's been several years. Yeah,
35 years ago.
35 years ago, and then, of course, the championship round that you put together with Lane Frost.
Right. It was excellent. He rode him, the first time he rode him was right here at Reading. So the first time Red Rock was ever ridden was right here at Reading.
How many times was he out before he was ridden?
We figured close to 310 times.
Before he was ridden.
Yeah. And then Lane's the only one that rode him. And then Lane had him drawn twice at the national finals before that. And so one time it kept Lane from riding all 10 bulls at the NFR. Red Rock bucked him off. And another time he bucked Lane off and kept Lane from winning the world title. So, and then it's like sweet revenge. We were blessed that we did it. So,
well, but you had retired Red Rock.
Yeah, right? At the finals, Cody Custer was the last bull rider to get on him in competition, and then the next year we brought him out of retirement. We already had it planned, but we knew that he was retired from rodeo, but we knew we were going to do this match.
Okay,
and we did these seven rodeos, and Redding was the third one on the
and he had not ridden the first two times.
No, Red Buff and Clovis, Red Rock literally hurt him. You know, didn't hurt him to take him out, but at Clovis it knocked him almost out. You know, we had to go out there and bring him back to the buck and shoot. So,
around what time? Because you've been very, very involved down in the whole, like, the legacy of the Red Bluff Roundup. When did it become when you can actually call yourself PRCA?
So we bought this, the rodeo company was called RSC, Roddy, Sperrick, and Cook. And they were putting on PRCA rodeos in California. And I just got out of school at Cal Poly, and I started an amateur rodeo business through the help of Cotton Rosser. And so we were putting on amateur rodeos for the first year and a half. Then RSC was wanting out, so the PRCA approached us and said, hey, we need you to buy this outfit out and help us do PRCA rodeos. So
you were responsible. You and a team, because I know you never want to just pretend it's just you.
My brother and Donnie Kish were very instrumental. Me, thank you, in getting in this rodeo business. Donnie was 17 years old, but he was in high school, and my dad and him got along really well. And so Donnie, when I was out hustling,
right,
he would take care of the livestock at home, and he learned really fast, and he learned to be a good, not just a good pickup man, but through Lloyd Free, learned to be a great pickup man. And he learned how to handle livestock. And then Donnie got involved in the bull business. But so my brother Mike, I know that God knew that this dummy was going to get in the rodeo business, and he needed a brother that could take care of him. So he gave me Mike. And then Donnie was there with my dad at the ranch, and it just worked out really
well. So you had a big hand in, if not – like since the conception of the Red Bluff Roundup. And what we want to say, these staggering numbers, is that, and this is from the program, in 2023, the event drew over 32,000 spectators. Imagine that, from all over the country, perhaps the world, people who like to come in. If I'm going to, oh, let's go, you know, they can be from Australia, wherever they are. And that means 1,000 competitors arriving from outside the area with expanding. Think those people are actually going to Shasta Lake. They're coming into Redding. They're going to Turtle Bay. They're doing all this stuff besides just Red Bluff. Right. They're doing all of these things, and so it's turned into be such a phenomenon.
Right. So, you know, sometimes I feel like I'm bragging or I'm telling history, but my great grandfather John O'Connor, who I'm named after, and John Treed, who is the president of the Red Bluff Roundup, his great-grandfather, they were just businessmen in Red Bluff. And my grandfather, great-grandfather, was a brickmaker and bricklayer. A lot of the brick buildings in Red Bluff were put up by him and his brothers. And then John Treed's great-grandfather owned Treed's Bar. And they were people that could see Red Bluff needed something.
Mm.
And so they helped create the Red Bluff Roundup. And then through ranchers around Red Bluff, they put this together in 1922 or somewhere in that area. And so we're carrying on. It's like somebody once said, we inherited it. You know, it was our responsibility to continue it. And my dad was on the Red Bluff Roundup committee. He was a car dealer, but he also was sort of a cowboy. And now my brother's on the committee, and he was a car dealer, and he learned, he rode bulls. And so anyway, it's an inheritance, and it's our responsibility to carry the torch.
Well, it's a legacy.
It is. That's what a legacy is.
Yeah, I mean, we talk about inheritance. Somebody can inherit something, but when you have a legacy, that means the people that are in that have bought into it and want to enhance it, and they want to hand it on to their family.
And it did pass on.
Like that. Okay. All right, we got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff's been with us as an advertiser since the day we opened up here in this station. I can't say enough about Jeff Wurst. It's his business is repairing windshields, and he is the true master of it. Whether it's a chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff fixes it, guarantees it for the life of the windshield, doesn't waste your time, doesn't waste your money, and he sure doesn't take chances with your safety. For a free inspection and analysis, just bring your vehicle down to 3208 South Market Street. Give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for appointments. Locally owned, locally operated, and like I said, a veteran-owned business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back.
Only you.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
It's April, so you know what that means. Hot cars! And cool April nights is back, April 19th to the 28th. It's going to be bigger than ever. So mark your calendar for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shine, a drive-in movie, cornhole tournament with $1,000 in prizes. Don't forget to dust off your lawn chairs for the big cruise on Friday, April 26th. End the week by coming to the biggest show and shine of them all at the Civic Auditorium on Saturday, April 27th. There will be 2,000 classic cars on display, tons of great food, a variety of vendors, and lots of chances to win prizes at our annual Poker Walk or Raffle City. Get your tickets today at any of the 8 local Napa Auto Parts stores to avoid the line. Cool April Nights returns April 19th to the 28th, so mark your calendars. For a full schedule of events, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, "Our customers are warm friends." We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Life is always easier when we make good decisions. Taking care of your vehicle with regular maintenance is a smart decision that will save you money. Going to Premier Oil Change for regular maintenance is another great decision and an easy way to maintain your new car warranty. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Come experience fast drive-through service with no appointment required. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And in Anderson, across from Roundtable, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor, La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
At Black Bear Diner, sandwich stacks are here, and they're tall on irresistible flavors. Indulge in a double bacon stack, hand-breaded crispy chicken stack, a tri-tip cheddar stack, or a crispy cod stack. There's a stack for everyone. Get yours today at Black Bear Diner. Now available for limited time. Served all day, every day. In Redding on Hilltop Drive, order one now at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Where'd all the time go? Starting to fly.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and Linda Bott, we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and you can give us a call at 530-605-4567. And somebody asked a question about how long have the Hempstead family been in the stock business?
I know it had to be about, oh, at least the mid-50s that Dick Hempstead got in the rodeo business, and he put on amateur rodeos in Northern California and in parts of Nevada and parts of Oregon. So, and that's how I got my start. Dick taught me how to be a pickup man. He taught me about handling livestock and doing different things. And so a lot of my knowledge came from Dick Hempstead. And then he sold his business, I think, in the 90s to Lou Buginick in on out of Ferndale, California. And but anyway, they were an icon in Northern California for a long time.
You know, John, one of the things we just talked about during the break is rodeo is just growing and growing. I think there's what, close to 700 rodeos now across the United States. And why you think that's happening? Like
well,
that?
You know, to start with, there's almost 700 PRCA events.
PRCA, okay.
Events. And right. Then remember, you know, there's a lot of amateur rodeos, college rodeos, high school rodeos, junior rodeos. So there's thousands of
rodeos.
Rodeos.
700 sanctioned.
But I think we're seeing is, you know, we're seeing increased crowds, huge increased crowds everywhere. And I think Yellowstone sort of kick-started it, but I think our country and our people are seeing that we have moved so far to the left that we're trying to get back to center. And I have a lot of cousins. My grandfather was born and raised in San Francisco, so his brothers and his families all stayed in the Bay Area. And all of my cousins, all the boy cousins especially, when they turn 15 and a half, it's almost like they're sent to me. And they learn responsibility. They learn about livestock. They learn about driving. They learn to drive, and they learn to work. And it's a good experience for them always. And then a lot of the girls' cousins that are there, you know, their second, third cousins, their parents always wish that we had a way that they could own a horse, because a horse teaches a not a child but a young adult responsibility, and that. The life of that horse depends on the responsibility of that girl, especially, or a boy. And I just think that our society sees that. And when they come to these rodeos, you know, they see these well-mannered kids that are competing that tip their hat still and stand up and shake your hand. And they go, yes, sir, and no, sir, and yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. And that mannerism, and I think people are gravitating to that. We need some kind of sensibility, and I think the old American cowboy brings that.
I think you're right. I think that America is looking for that balance. And I'm not saying going right or left, but they're looking for a balance there. And they see a rodeo where they bring in the American flag and everybody's standing up. There's ceremony to it. There's a prayer at the beginning. I think it takes a lot of people and they're looking at a stability of a organization that gives the way it should be. Maybe it's not the way it is. It's like the old John Wayne movies. Maybe it wasn't like that, but that's the way it should have been.
Right.
And I think we see that in rodeo and the people around it.
There's a lot of honor code. There's a cowboy code and an honor code.
Right.
And I think, you know, when you have like a, it's almost as if it's a prayer in a certain sense. There's a spirit to it. There's a soul to it. And we're missing that in society. And so if you can brush up against it and drink it in, it fills you in a way that has felt it's quenching a thirst that we've missed, that we've seen from our forefathers.
Yeah, that we learned. And it's our job to pass it on to our children and their job to pass it on to their children. And the more passive we become, the less we pay attention to how America got here and the freedoms that we do have over other countries. And there's so many things. And, you know, I'm not going to get into the politics things, but I am a person that's for labor and education. And I know that through education that we can do so much, you know, with our country and poverty. But we get lost. And so I think rodeo brings that sensibility back, and I think that's where we're headed. And I can feel it. So here we go.
Yeah, here we go. And you move. And look, how many? You were just like we said. I know we got to take a break, but I don't mean to interrupt because I didn't look over to see if you had taken a breath to speak. But one of the things we said at the break that we were sharing with you is that you not only have created this experience and been a sole part of the Red Bluff Roundup. Is that you fly around and help other, like Colorado Springs and where you just were out of Las Vegas, that you're on these committees and that you bring this knowledge. And I think it's really important, like you said, to carry on the tradition. We build from the tradition. We have new people that want to be involved with rodeo that don't understand what calls them. And then they meet people like you, John Growney, and they understand, oh, that's what I need, some of that in my life.
Right. And I think there's more people. This is just a short story, but there's I call him a kid. He's a retired sheriff from Santa Clara County. And he is on the committee now in Red Bluff. And his family brought him to the rodeo when he was a young kid here. So he always loved Red Bluff. He didn't know why, but because he's the rodeo. But he is an energized bunny, and he just lives and breathes the Red Bluff Roundup. But it started at a young age, and he realized the stability that rodeo brings to people.
It does. And it brings them, I mean, you have 2 hours of plus right. of just fun and yeah. excitement.
And the Old West.
And the Old West. Yep. We're going to take an early break because we come back. You are one of the premier stock contractors in the rodeo world. I want to talk a little bit about that and, you know, what a stock contractor does. Talk about your animals and, you know, the superstars. What makes superstar animals like Red Rock and
last thing we talked about.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Virgil.
And Virgil. That's the one, you know, this is the horse that I think it was Wyatt. Not
the
Wyatt,
arena record. Got the Donnie Prophet.
Yeah, but Donnie Prophet got the arena record. And he was just all excited talking about that horse. So. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Well,
looking for a career, one that helps your friends, neighbors, and community? Good news. The Redding Rancheria Trinity Health Center is having a job fair Saturday, April 20th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the new health center in Weaverville. It's your chance to learn about our current career opportunities, meet with representatives from multiple Redding Rancheria departments, discuss employee benefits, and even get assistance submitting applications. The Redding Rancheria Trinity Health Center job fair, Saturday, April 20th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the new health center. Come and learn how to become part of our work family and make a difference in our community.
Red Bluff Roundup is on. April 19th, 20th, and 21st. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Red Bluff Dodge. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by country music star Chase Matthews. And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
About this, yeah. We talk about...
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. And Linda's getting ready to give away two tickets to Friday night for the Red Bluff Roundup.
Absolutely. Okay, now if you can call in at 530-605-4567, Our producer is standing by to take your call, and then we'll announce your name for Friday night, this Friday, April 19th. Oh, my gosh, you guys. In two nights, we do have a clear bag policy. You're going to be sitting in, I don't even know if it matters, but you still get, there's not a bad seat in the house. Red Bluff Roundup, Friday night, two tickets here on KCNR. Have a blast. It's going to be the kickoff night, and that does not include the concert. But, and I think the concert sold out, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe not. Maybe there's two tickets.
There are tickets available for the concert. That's Saturday night. But yes, your rodeo ticket does not include the concert.
Now, here's the thing about
we're here with Courtney Kreider, and who is one of the publicity,
I just come to hang out.
She comes out to hang out. But she comes out to hang out with
coordinates everything.
Yeah, she's here with John Grounder, who is, we've had John on our show for years. Every time the Red Bluff Roundup shows up or other things, we had him on our show, I believe, in Las Vegas for the national finals when we went down there. That's a hoot. I mean, if you've never been to the national finals rodeo and say, I don't know anything about rodeo, don't worry. Do not worry. Yeah. Just go down there. You don't even have to go to you don't even have to go to the rodeos. They have a wonderful time there.
Hey,
John, what makes that animal the superstar? I mean, you had Red Rock we've got,
I don't know if we've talked about this before, but what made Michael Jordan a superstar? What made Joe Montana a superstar? And they're just that handful that is at a different level than the majority. And we were talking a while ago about Virgil. Virgil's a really well-known bareback horse that C5 out of Canada owns. And he's here at this rodeo. And the cowboys love to draw him because he gets up high in the air and he kicks and he breaks over. And he's good to ride, but if you stub your toe, he'll throw you off. And usually when the cowboys do ride him though, they're usually in the 90s on him. He's at 2 points ahead of the other animals.
And the other animals.
They're still great animals, but that's Michael Jordan of rodeo.
And he helps the, it's interesting. I would, just what you told me is that I think that Virgil helps the athlete elevate. That's interesting. You get on a great partnership. He helps you to become a better rider.
People don't realize it, but there's all kinds of different kinds of bucking horses, and there's a lot of them that are hard to ride. They don't have a rhythm to them. They might be leading in one foot, and then they lead with another foot, and so they're just not in rhythm, and they're hard to get in rhythm with, where Virgil is just blowing in that air and kicking, and he does it for 8 seconds. And those cowboys can let it go. You know, they just start spurring and enjoying what they're doing. And when that kid's done, he goes, that's how it's done. You know, in his own mind, he finally realizes, that's how I was supposed to be riding. And then it makes a better cowboy out of him.
Well, we talk about, you know, Joe Montana and Tom Brady and these. There's something in them that drive that competitiveness or something. But a lot of it is their training and training and training and training. The bulls and the horses, the really great ones. I mean, it's not like you go out there and they go out there and they train an hour a day, you know, and oh, I'm going to come out this way. There's got to be something in there that's instinctive, something in there that other ones don't have.
Well, it's genetics to start with, and because, you know, nowadays you're seeing a lot better bucking horses than in my days, and because a lot of the bucking horses came off of ranches or bucked somebody off and just made a so-so horse, but now they're actually breeding these horses to good studs and good mothers, and a lot of the mothers have a reputation that all their babies have been bucking really good, and so they get that combination, and I it's something that happens to them in their life, but I think it has a lot to do with the mother. And you know, we don't get to see an animal talking to each other, yeah. But the mother instincts in a mare talking to her colt is continuously going on all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And you see that the good bucking horses come out of the good mares, and it's the good mares that are, you know, you can't, I don't know how they communicate, but they lick their lips, they lick their tongue, they quiver their mouth, they pin their ears different ways, and they also have different sounds. And so I know that to me, animals have greater instincts than we ever thought of having. And with that, they have a greater communication of what they're doing. One time, and this is a long story, but I got to tell you, Donnie Kish and I, we were bucking all his first bull calves, and they were all out of Red Rock. And it was Wolfman and a lot of well-known bulls that we got out of them. Well, Red Rock is sitting at a gate right in that arena watching it all go on. He's in his little field, and he's communicating with these bulls, and all these bulls are bucking out their butt. And every time that they would buck, Red Rock would jump in the air and start spinning right on the outside there and then communicating, talking to them. And it was a dangest thing, but I swear that that bull was communicating with those bulls, and they all turned out to be great bulls.
I know it's crazy.
No, it's not.
I know it's crazy.
Oh, they knew that he was the leader of the pack, and we want to step up. Hey, by the way, I want to make sure that somebody heard that. 605-45567. We've got two tickets for Friday night's Red Bluff. You know, the phones have been ringing off the hook the last couple days. So if you're driving and you were thinking,
don't give
up.
No. Don't give up. Give
we've got these tickets for Friday night, and that's fantastic. 7 p.m. this Friday for Red Bluff Roundup. Two tickets here on KCNR.
Moving that many animals that much, tell us a little bit about that. We've got like 5 minutes left.
Each truck that you see can haul about 30 animals of a mix. Well, I can tell you, in these double-deck trucks, the bottom you usually put your bulls in because of the weight's on the ground.
Yeah.
And then you put your horses on the top. And you can put about 12 bulls on the bottom, 12 horses on the top, and then they have a front nose and a back in the back, and you put about another three animals, and that is your 30 head of animals. And you know, they're hauled from one rodeo to the next. So they, you know, you don't have to force them on. They just know it's time to go. And then they pair up. They're in groups of twos or threes all the time. And you're always making sure that those two or three are together on the truck.
Well, so they travel together.
They have a buddy system.
They got their own buddy system on that.
Yeah.
The other thing you've said over the years is the bulls are ahead of the cowboys in many cases because they've been bred for generations now to buck. And some of our cowboys aren't quite up to that yet.
No. But for a while we thought, boy, we're in trouble in this bull riding business because we've got too good of bulls and not good enough bull riders. But, there again, because of the popularity of rodeo, more athletic kids and with try are showing up, and so you're starting to see a lot better rides on the rancords, the ones, and you're seeing more rides at a rodeo than usual because they're just a lot more kids out there. We really are noticing it in the bareback riding. We thought for a while the bareback riding was slipping off. Well, in the last 2 years, there's probably 20 young kids out there that are challenging a lot of the old guard, and the old guard's still riding good. So there's a good 40 good bareback riders out there that can ride.
That's what I was wondering, because you could see, you know, a few years ago that when you get to the rodeos and, you know, get into those final days, there'd only be two riders there.
Right, in the bareback.
In the bareback.
Right.
Now you're seeing a lot more.
Filling Red Bluff, you know, there's usually we get about 40 bareback riders to enter the rodeo. This year we got 60 to enter the rodeo.
Wow.
So there's more and more bareback riders coming. There's lots of bronc riders out there. There's lots of bull riders out there. But the major rodeos have a priority list, and the best cowboys get in the rodeo first. So you're like at Red Bluff and Redding, you're guaranteed to see the best cowboys in the rodeo.
Yeah. John Grani, thank you so much for being with us.
I love being here. You guys, you need another, well, I'm not a very good broadcaster.
A co-host with us for a whole day.
Yeah.
We can do that.
It goes deep, and there's so many years and a well of knowledge that you bring, and there's so many facets to the rodeo. And the Red Bluff Roundup, we had callers come in for those tickets. I guess Ben will give the name. But your program is fantastic. We have so many things I want to talk about, like the rodeo clown. I mean, how hard that is. We all think that that's fun, but that guy has got to be a complete athlete the way he has to divert. What a dangerous job.
Mm-hmm. Some of the best. We actually have Red Bluff Graf's claim to Joe Bumgardner and probably one of the best bullfighters ever. And you know, he's retired now, but he had that same instinct that Michael Jordan and Joe Montana, yeah, you know, that we talked. He was aware of everything around him. And that's what you have to be.
You have to be. It's like combat.
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
And the more you're in it, the better you are, because you don't have to think about certain things.
Yes.
You know certain things are going to happen. So
there you go.
John Grani, thank you. And Courtney,
thank you
for coming. Do you have somebody else coming in tomorrow? Or?
Oh, yeah. Well, we're going to have some athletes in for you tomorrow, or maybe even a rodeo clown.
Ooh.
Everybody is coming in now.
Okay. So we'll have
some
more
trickled
tomorrow.
In last night, today. And
it's official.
Yes.
And after the news, we have Sheriff Mike Johnson, Shasta County Sheriff, is joining
us.
So we'll be right back. Thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you. And I think it's going to be a long, long time. Touchdown brings me round and get to fight. I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. There are three women and four men, seven jurors chosen so far to hear the criminal case against former President Trump in New York City.
We think we have a very conflicted, highly conflicted judge. He should be on the case, and he's rushing this trial. And he's doing as much as he can for the Democrats. This is a Biden-inspired witch hunt, and it should end, and it should end very quickly.
Five more jurors and six alternates yet to be seated before opening arguments, and today is a day off for the court. The ball's in the Senate's court now that the House has delivered articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas. The question now, will there be a Senate trial, or will Democrats quash the whole thing? The Supreme Court has heard arguments over whether a man who was at the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021, can be charged under a law that severely punishes those who obstruct an official proceeding. Justice Neil Gorsuch sounds skeptical of the Justice Department's argument that that law applies in this case.
Would a sit-in that disrupts a trial or access to a federal courthouse qualify? Would a heckler in today's audience qualify, or at the State of the Union address? Would pulling a fire alarm before a vote qualify for 20 years in federal prison?
And while this does not involve Donald Trump, depending on how the high court rules, the most serious charges brought against him by the Biden administration could be tossed out. House Speaker Mike Johnson insists he will not resign amid Republican dissatisfaction over his handling of proposed aid packages for Ukraine, Israel, and other allies. The matter has yet to be resolved. Stocks have turned negative on Wall Street. The Dow is now down 21 points, the Nasdaq off 38, the S&P 4 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, and evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
Civilians continue to suffer and die as the war in Ukraine grinds on.
Local Ukraine officials say three Russian missiles have slammed into a downtown area of the northern city of Chernihiv, hitting an eight-floor apartment building and killing at least eight people. The city's acting mayor says many more were injured in the Wednesday morning attack. The city lies some 90 miles north of the capital, Kyiv. near the border with Russia and Belarus, and has a population of around 250,000. The latest Russian bombardment comes as the war stretches into its third year and approaches what could be a critical juncture, as a lack of further military support from Ukraine's Western partners increasingly leaves it at the mercy of the bigger Kremlin forces. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. 7th Fleet says a Navy aircraft has flown through the Taiwan Strait. The flight came a day after U.S. and Chinese defense chiefs held their first talk since November 2022. News and analysis, townhall.com. Case closed.
Smartmatic, a voting technology company targeted by fraud claims related to the 2020 presidential election, has reached a settlement with the One America News Network. Terms have not been disclosed. Smartmatic was one of the voting equipment companies ensnared in wild conspiracy theories, falsely claiming they'd flipped votes that cost former President Trump re-election. Smartmatic was an odd target, though. Its voting technology and software was used only in Los Angeles County, a Democratic stronghold, and where Trump did not contest his loss. But it's also provided voting services in Venezuela, and that created a springboard for the conspiracy claims. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Former Democratic U.S. Senator Bob Graham has died. Graham, who also served as the governor of Florida over two terms, was 87 years old and was one of the state's most popular politicians. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. Today, the 17th of April, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, we did not start off this hour like we did last hour with our headphones had been intertwined and moved, and of course that's too hard for us to figure out in the last 30 seconds when we walked in.
Well, we come lightning and the train kept us, we were held behind that train, was carrying a lot of lumber this morning.
Mm-hmm. Ben, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you have the days now?
I do. There's actually some very interesting ones today.
Okay. Let us know.
We have National Haiku Day, Poetry Day. So I believe that's what the...
Japanese poetry.
Haiku.
Yeah. And then we have National Ellis Island Day.
Ooh.
Family History Day.
That's fabulous.
And let's see. What's the other one? National Banana Day.
Oh.
Going back,
Banana Day.
Okay, so Ellis Island, I guess evidently, I read in an article someplace that they're going to be spending millions, if not billions, on upgrading or doing stuff on Ellis Island. Now we were there 5 years ago. We went to Ellis Island. We went to Statue of Liberty. And it was my birthday, and we got tickets to go up to the Crown, and then we got the ferry to take us over to Ellis Island. And we looked for my grandmother's name that my mom paid to have on, there's a wall there of the people who immigrated. But they changed the name so many times that we went into the library there, where you can actually go, and they have docents there that help you look. And so we went through four or five different spellings and four or five different ways, and we actually found the different time that she came through that we weren't aware of, the ship she came over on, who she traveled with, and the archives of what happens when you go through Ellis Island. And they are two pages long, like, health, teeth, how much money do you have, where are you going, who's sponsoring you, what age you are, what religion you are, all of these things before you come through, they do this record of you. And so we have that. And what was it, the Mauritania? She came in over
the Mauritania.
Yeah. And
which was a sister ship to the Titanic.
Right. And we retired as a luxury ship, that's what it did. In that, it would bring over, people who wanted to immigrate. And so when you did immigrate, it would be like, we need to know where you are, what your intentions are, how much money, if it was $600 or whatever it was, do you have, and where are you going to be, and what are your intentions? I think she was, what, 13, my grandmother?
And, 12, I think.
And she did not speak English. So
immigrated
she,
from where?
Croatia.
Croatia. Linda's Croatian. So, 25% Croatian.
Yeah. So they came over from Croatia, but they came through France. So, and that's very, very difficult because we did go to Croatia. We found the village that she was from. We went on our honeymoon, Carl and I. We took my mom and dad, and that was what we did. We went to
story of my life, my
Zagreb.
Honeymoon, and I take my mother and father-in-law.
We went to
Sounds
Zagreb.
Fabulous.
Well, Carl had been. You had worked for NATO.
No.
Am I confused? In Zagreb, you were working.
I was a contractor.
You had a contract, yes.
I was a contractor.
So, anyway, long story short, we went to the village, and nobody in the village spoke English.
The priest did.
The priest's assistant
did.
Yeah. So, anyway, long story short, Ellis Island. So, that's Ellis Island Day.
No, that was a short story long,
well,
my dear.
I got two things out of that whole story, Linda. One is that's great. That's how immigration used to be and
yes.
should be and is yes. no longer.
It's no longer.
And two, you took your parents on your honeymoon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you've had, like, it's another marriage, it's not like we're 20. I mean, we, you know, we're later in life, and it was really a great trip.
We had a great time. Mm-hmm. I had no problem with it at all. Okay, we're here with Sheriff Mike. Have you done the weather? No, you haven't done the weather. You haven't even done that.
Well, we're talking about the day of the week, and you know what? That was interesting to me. But we have a beautiful weekend ahead of us. So, you know, there's like, we don't have to prepare for any storms or wind or anything like that. We've got a beautiful day with, well, maybe we have gusts. There could be gusts up to 23 miles per hour. So, but not bad. So sunny with 77 and throughout this weekend when we go and enjoy the Red Bluff Roundup or whatever you're going to be doing, Thursday will be 80 and Friday sunny with 81 overnight. All the nights are beautiful and clear. Saturday will be around 81 and sunny once again and Sunday 83. Sunblock, don't leave animals in the car, all those things that just change suddenly. I think it's time to bring your, I always say put your, what do you want to call it, your outside pads, you know, the stuff that for your lawn
lounge,
furniture,
your
bring them back out. I don't think we have any rain for us in the forecast, so you can bring them out and
well,
enjoy
I've,
your
I've
backyard.
I've taken them out, I've put them back in, I've taken them out, I've put them back in, but maybe this week this will be it. Who knows? And the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson is a family-owned business. They've been there for 25 years helping their customers. They have great customer service. Like I said, locally owned, locally run, a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And, of course, Sheriff Mike Johnson is with us. Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you today?
Very good. Thank you.
Sheriff, what, you know, we talked a little bit. We only have just about 4 minutes left before we take our first break.
Well, after we heard the Croatia story.
That's what I want to ask Sheriff Johnson, because we both have Johnson surnames. I mean, we've got Johnson in our, both of us.
Okay.
Have Johnson.
And my grandmother on my mom's side, Johnson.
And my mom's maiden name is Johnson.
Gotcha.
So tell us a little bit about your history of your clan.
All my immediate family, I guess my mom and dad and grandparents are all from Arkansas, Oklahoma, and the Midwest, that area. The surname, though, is, if you trace it back, is Scandinavian for us. So we've done a lot of that family history
right.
as well. I like doing that and figuring that out. And, that's what it traces back to. But really the roots are all in there in Louisiana and Georgia and Arkansas and Oklahoma. In fact, I'm going back to Oklahoma this weekend. My mom passed away last year and I cremated her and we have, burial plots there. And it's really interesting. This place in Oklahoma where she's being buried, my dad's buried there already. It's a cemetery out in the middle of nowhere. And I mean, it's the middle of nowhere.
Right.
And, I've got great grandparents buried there and kids from the family, and it's like a family history plot. And actually, I have my own burial plots there, too. So one day I'll be buried there, too, just to keep family history type things.
And whereabouts is that again?
It's in Oklahoma.
Okay.
It's Cameron, Oklahoma. And And here's how it goes, and this is funny a little bit and not a little bit not, is I'm actually going and digging the grave myself on Friday, the burier on Saturday, because I asked the funeral home about it there, and they told me to dig it myself. And
oh, my
gosh. And
I tried
to hire somebody. They told me just to go dig it yourself, and I was like, okay.
Wow.
Wait a minute. Is this a town?
It's not even a town. It's out in the middle of
so
like,
it's like
rural,
flat, yeah,
nowhere.
So are you taking a shovel or are you going to rent a backhoe?
No. So she got cremated, so it's an urn.
Okay.
So
okay, that's
really
right.
Post hole diggers is what I'll use and dig the hole. But so I had to add a day to my trip because I have to go dig
prepare.
My own.
You know what? I think there's something that's very spiritual about that, right?
No, it is. And it's actually kind of endearing, but
yes.
It's actually kind of funny, too, because when I got there, when I'm talking about my own burial plots that are there, this was several years ago when I got there and you know, saw the family history when I buried my dad. I wanted to get my own plots, and they just paced them out and told me to go back into town, which is like 45 minutes, and get bricks and write my names on the bricks and put them at the corners of my plot. And
okay.
Mine.
All right.
Now, if you really want to get, even with your kids, say, no, I don't want to be cremated. I want to be buried.
Yeah.
And then, oh, yeah, by the way, I want to put my motorcycle in my coffin with me. I mean, it's... And then have them out
make
there.
Them out
have
there with
have
the
them out there with their shovels digging for 2 days, so we can just get rid of Dad here. You know, I mean, yeah, I guess that depends.
So because of that, I have waited until spring.
Right,
ground's a little softer, not hard yet, and I can go out and dig.
Right, and everybody can be together because I'm sure it's very difficult to get all schedules together.
Well, the post hole diggers is a lot better because if you had to be, I would have paid somebody out there to soak it.
Yeah,
you know, at least you know, put some water on it for a few days.
And it's funny, the guy, the old timer that takes care of the cemetery knows all my family from there. As soon as I told him who I was, he ran down my family history.
Oh, my gosh.
And this is what he told me. Boy, just make sure you dig it deep enough so the lawnmower doesn't hit it when we're mowing the lawn. I got it, bud.
Time to take a break here.
Sacred humor. Sacred humor.
There's something about, you know, when you want, you know, for an interment, like for a cremation, they don't go down real deep. I mean, they go down sufficient, and I mean, it's and put in there, and then the saw is laid back, and everybody's gone. Then the guy comes out there with this. He tamps down the sod. Just let me put it that way, and it's kind of like, this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. And I'm sure you can get some burial insurance from Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Hey, Judy Maxwell has been helping people in our whole area since 1993. And she is truly an expert when it comes to financial management and insurance. She has two separate divisions under one roof at 1378 Hilltop Drive. With the insurance crisis going on now, you need somebody that can help get you insurance at affordable rates. The inflation, is that going to keep running amok the way it is? How about having somebody take a second look at your retirement plan? Judy can do all of that. For a free review and evaluation, give her a call, 530-221-0441. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back with Sheriff Mike Johnson.
Dawning. It's just a restless feeling by my side.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click Apply Now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Let me take you on a little trip, my supersonic ship, at your disposal if you feel so inclined.
Welcome back to Free Thought Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and DeBott, 8:22 in the morning, 4:17, today, April the 17th. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, is truly a barbershop. It's not a hair salon. This is a place to get a great haircut. I've been getting great haircuts there for 17 years. Gosh, that kind of dates me, but it's from the time I first moved here. That's been 17 years. Wow. Time to move. No. Family-owned business, they've been there since 1960, so it tells you something. I give them a call for an appointment, which I'm going to do today because I need a haircut, at 530-244-9478, or you can just stop by and have an opening. They're more than happy to give you a great haircut. Like I said, it's not a hair salon. It's a barber shop. Man's Last Stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. Speaking of Man's Last Stronghold, we have here Sheriff Mike Johnson. And Mike, just you were on the border since the last time we talked to you.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've been on the show. excuse me, I went to the border, I think it was November of 23 there, and I did a three-day stint there. The first couple days was training, meeting with all the allied agencies, federal agencies, local sheriff's department in San Diego. So when I to clarify, I spent my time at the San Ysidro border, so right along Tijuana and Chula Vista on our side. And so we did 2 days of training, and then the third day we got to actually work the border with the Border Patrol. I worked the wall half of the day, and then the other half of the day, the San Ysidro point entry and the intake, makeshift intake that they have set up. And I'll tell you, in just a few words, the summary is appalling and overwhelming, and I was left there angry at our country and what's going on. It's just unbelievable.
Angry for our country, not at our country.
Exactly.
Decisions that people in power are making that is degrading our country daily.
It is just at this point of entry where we in Chula Vista, they have this gigantic like warehouses set up made out of like the heavy canvas tents,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So that's a processing center where they bring the illegals in and process them and let them go in our country. So just there, now this is not counting Imperial Valley, which is another point of entry for mm-hmm. California. It's not counting New Mexico, Arizona, or Texas. Just there in Chula Vista, they're turning out 1,000 people per day into our country coming in illegally. And it's
let's just think about this.
1,000
per day. 1,000 per day.
In 3 months, you've got the population of Redding basically coming into
illegally.
Country, illegally.
And they're not all Hispanic coming through there.
And once again, no, they're not. That's just that point of entry.
It's that point of entry.
So, here's what I found out about that, on that comment, Carl, about they're not all Hispanic. 2 to 5% of those people are Hispanic nationals. I went with the impression there was a lot of, Mexican nationals coming over that border.
No.
It's not. It's other countries. 60 different countries per day are represented coming in.
Well, I kind of figure is that anybody that was in Mexico that wanted to be in the United States is already here. Right. And they're starting to complain about all the rest of them coming in. But you're right. And the number of Chinese coming across our border, are you ready for this, has increased over 2,000% in 1 year.
Yeah.
1 year.
I saw it. It's unbelievable. And so here's how the wall works. We have the wall on our side, which Trump started, right? It's incomplete.
Yeah.
It has gaps in it. And then there at Tijuana, they have Mexico has a wall too.
Uh-huh.
And it's same thing. It's like, it's a makeshift incomplete wall with gaps in it too. So the people that are coming in illegally, it's not like you would think. They're not like trying to sneak in or we're not chasing them. They come. So these two walls that I'm talking about, there's a gap in between those walls that are probably 100 yards across. And I call it no man's land. It's like this strip that goes.
Yeah.
So we patrol that, the Border Patrol does, but they're not like trying to run people out. What's happening is they're coming in groups of 30 to 200 people at a time. They come walking, just sauntering across that no man's land, that open area. They get to the wall, our wall. And they basically set up a transient camp and wait for us. And then we come in, as we have time, with Greyhound buses, load them onto the Greyhound bus, and then we take them into the Chula Vista Processing Center. And at that center, they have everything for them. They have medical, they give them clothing, they give them sleeping bags, whatever they want. And folks, these are not refugees, these people that are coming across at these makeshift transient camps waiting to come in, have iPhones, they have nice backpacks, they have Nikes, they are dressed well. They're not people who are running from their country seeking asylum. They are coming in because we're letting them. And they bring them to this processing center, and then we fingerprint them, photograph them, and process them. And they don't have to have any ID. Whatever name they give us is whatever name we're recording on them under.
So there's no background checks, of course.
Oh, absolutely not.
Nobody's there. But we do get a photograph. We do get fingerprints of everybody?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then they ask them, well, where are you going? So let's say it's you, Carl. Where are you going, Carl? And you
say, Denver.
I'm going to Denver. Okay, great. So they say, it ought to take you 7 days to get there. So here's the name of the ICE agent when you get there. When you get there, check in. They'll get you set up with a United States ID and a work permit and subsidies so you can live in our country. And, oh, by the way, here's your citation for illegal immigration into our country. Your court date's 5 years out, so make sure you go to court in 5 years on your illegal immigration. That's what's going on.
Is money given to them?
Not there at the processing center. But here's the thing about that. So I ask.
Keep going.
My question was, well, what do you mean they know where they're going? How do they know where they're going, and who's paying for them to get from point A to point B? And this is the chief of probation I was riding, or Border Patrol, rather, that I was riding with. And he told me, okay, well, here's how it works. These people, 90% of these people are sponsored by NGOs. And I said, so what's an NGO? Non-governmental organization. Yeah. I said, okay, so is that like a 501c3 or something? He said, yeah, kind of. I said, well, where do they get their money? Our federal government.
Sure. This is big money. This is big money.
Just unbelievable.
And the NGOs, organizations, get a lot of money for their salaries and all this. Then they're taking these people and they're moving them from spot to spot. Now, a lady I heard talking was at our own Costco, and some of the refugees were in there buying all types of cool stuff. And they showed her and said to her that they had been given cash to help get themselves settled
in. Was that Costco here?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I listened to her. She was on the phone. I just had to go talk to her afterwards. And she was so hot. And she says, I'm a veteran. And she says, I don't get what these people are getting.
No, I know.
I mean, money, you know, places to live, all these things. And this is happening. The head of Homeland Security cannot tell us, or won't tell us, one, how many, and two, where are they all going to?
A lot of them are going to the bigger cities and the interior of our country.
Yeah.
Oklahoma is overrun with Chinese immigrants, illegal immigrants.
And, Chinese.
Yeah, and it's turned. You know, we have a fentanyl crisis, and that's a whole other part of this that's going on at that border. How it works is they bring the precursors to make fentanyl into Mexico. Then they produce it there, and then they ship it out from there. Excuse me. Across the United States and into Canada and everywhere else. Well, now they're setting up shop in the United States.
Yeah.
And Oklahoma's like the center of
Oklahoma.
Happening. Oklahoma.
Okay. We got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
I know.
You know, I was pretty happy today. You know, we just talked rodeo and all this. Linda
As long as we get my commercial at the next break or two, then
You're going to have to help him with this.
Okay.
I can help him with this. Shasta Regional Medical Center is a teaching hospital. This is their second year of their residency program. They've got 10 more residents coming in here for a 3-year program. 2,000 applicants for 10 spots. It kind of tells you the quality of education that's here at Shasta Regional Medical Center. So what's it mean to us and our community? It means more doctors. They can work there at the hospital, but also in their local clinics, at the VA. And also they're learning about just how really, really good a place Redding is. And Redding is a great place, and Shasta County is a great place to live and work. So all of this is a plus for our community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here.
Red Bluff Roundup is a Show. April 19th, 20th, and 21st. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Red Bluff Dodge. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music star Chase Matthews. And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital, tough enough to wear pink day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tagger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike, what day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
There we go. Well, okay.
Here, folks, who say
yeah, hey, you know, I'd like to make the sheriff's day, you know.
He asked for it.
You here we go.
Love it.
Hump day.
How could it not be Wednesday without that?
That's because the sheriff has just ruined my day. and maybe even my week, maybe even my year. During the break, we're talking about what he saw on the border.
It's Linda's fault, Carl. She jerked my chain with that whole immigration thing.
Well,
you started it.
It was
the correct
that
way.
Was a beautiful story.
You almost saved it with the honeymoon and the parents, but not quite.
That was when people immigrated. I mean, you love the immigrant story, and we all come from immigrants. And I remember even Arianna Huffington. I read her book when she was married to Michael Huffington, who was a Republican running for, I think it was congressman or maybe
Senator,
it was governor or something, whatever. So I did a fundraiser along with Lee Greenwood in Orange County for Michael Huffington. And so I met Arianna Huffington, who's Greek.
By the way.
She's Greek.
Yeah. By the way, was a conservative Republican for many years.
And so I read her book, and then I was asked to join her with some luncheons and stuff like that when she was Mrs. Michael Huffington. And anyway, so, but one thing that she said that I will ring for me is that we all come from a family of immigrants. Everybody immigrated to the United States at one time. So I think about that. But I also think that there's a way to honor your country and how you come in a way of not just expectations and given stuff and leaving trash and dirty diapers. And I don't know, how do you siphon through the good apples and the bad apples?
So Linda and I were talking offline between the break here, and don't get us wrong, folks. The immigration's a good thing if they go through the proper channels and do it legally, and people, you know, want to come to this country and they go through the process. I got no issues with that at all.
Nobody does. Nobody I can think of.
But this just giving our country away is incredible. And I can't believe that we just hand them everything. I've always said this, and it's look at any company, Fortune 500 companies especially are the model. Nobody has the business model where you give away something and expect nothing. And that's virtually what we're doing in our country across the board. I'm talking with homeless, with immigration, with anything. We're just giving it away. And it's not fair, one, to the working man and woman who are trying to establish, play by the rules, pay their taxes, go to work every day, raise their kids under the right auspice of the American dream. And we have all these people just flooding our country and taking advantage, and we are going to pay dearly. One of the things when we were talking about the immigration, I've got a whole soapbox to get on with all this. I created a 3-page document when I got back about it, is that these the people that come in and are establishing here, they're not all good people. They are sending intentionally bad people in, and Homeland Security
empty in their prisons.
Homeland Security will tell you we are at a higher risk now than we were before 9/11. It is that bad in our country right now, and it's not a matter of if, it's when, and it's just disheartening.
You know, and God forbid that happening, but when you have a border open like this and you're just letting millions of people come through, it just stands to reason. There are some people that are trained and that are here, that are coming in and setting up together for something that's going to happen. And, you know, and unless you catch these people and you control the border, your chances of something happening just increases dramatically, what you're just talking about, which the United States government finally is saying we've got a lot of danger out there, and our awareness is always really heightened at this point, especially with what's going on with the Middle East. Now, you also said as you were driving along the road that the head of the Border Patrol there was pointing out the cartel's buildings.
Yeah. So he's a Mexican national that came to our country. He's been working for the Border Patrol for over 28 years. So he knows Tijuana and Mexico, and he knows the United States. And so when we were driving, working the wall there, he was pointing out there's three main cartels that run the whole show over there. And he was pointing out in Tijuana, he said, see that building over there? That's the one they run the drug trafficking out of. That building over there, that's the one they run human trafficking and prostitution out of. And he just went right down the line. And I was like, well, if we know this, why? He's like, there's a lot to that, but it's that blatant and that in our face that.
And the one thing you said, too, is the reason we see so many just military men coming across that border, military age men, and then, let me put it that way, doesn't mean they were in the military, but they're of that age, was that there's, as these planes are flying in one way into Tijuana, filled with refugees, paid for by these NGOs to get them to Tijuana.
Correct.
That they're siphoning off the women and children for the sex traffic.
So yeah, so that's what happens. These planes, these other countries haven't figured out that they can just ship their people into Tijuana and then come across the border at no cost, right? And so the cartel sits over there and picks off women and children that are coming in these groups, and they put the women into prostitution mostly, or make them work their drug labs, and the kids they human traffic in. So what you end up with, not entirely but mostly, is the males coming across the border and going through these processing chambers.
Yeah. Okay, we got a caller. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, this is Jeff. I was a CHP officer in San Diego, and I worked at border Tijuana. I bid to work that. I wanted the action, and there was a period of time that San Diego PD had a special group that they selected of their officers that were of Latin descent, I suppose, and they would work the border trying to intercept a lot of this stuff coming across at night. And there were so many shootouts between them and bad guys coming across, and the cartel and everything, they finally had to disband it. They had several of the officers were shot. They shot some of the they actually shot a couple of the Tijuana police officers on our side of the border and had them, you know, booked into the hospital. But it was wild and crazy back then, I know it hasn't gotten any better. But it's a dangerous thing. And the guys that bring those people across, they have a tree, and they call it their date tree or rape tree. And when they rape women, they take the panties and put it in that tree, and they try to brag over who has the most, you know, tree-covered panties. So it's a sick part
it's
of
been
the
going,
country.
It's been going on for a while, but it is just, I mean, before it was bad, just imagine what it's like now. Hey, Jeff, thanks a lot for the call. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Sure.
Okay.
And Carl, San Diego PD and San Diego Sheriff are spending an exorbitant amount of money on managing all the fallout from all this.
I just saw where San Diego got another $45 million to help handle the illegals that have come across the border, just to take care of them. Another $45 million. Okay, we got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
So you know what that means. Hot cars! And cool April nights is back, April 19th to the 28th. It's going to be bigger than ever. So mark your calendar for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shine, a drive-in movie, cornhole tournament with $1,000 in prizes. Don't forget to dust off your lawn chairs for the big cruise on Friday, April 26th. End the week by coming to the biggest show and shine of them all at the Civic Auditorium on Saturday, April 27th. There will be 2,000 classic cars on display, tons of great food, a variety of vendors, and lots of chances to win prizes at our annual Poker Walk or Raffle City. Get your tickets today at any of the 8 local Napa Auto Parts stores to avoid the line. Cool April Nights returns April 19th to the 28th. So mark your calendars. For a full schedule of events, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best
Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Attention adventure seekers, save the date for the 30th annual Safari Club International Banquet hosted by the Reading Chapter of Safari Club International on April 27th at the Wind River Resort Center beginning at 5 p.m. Immerse yourself in the thrill of our auction featuring guns, hunting trips, equipment, and breathtaking artwork. Get ready for games and a drawing with fantastic prizes. For more details and tickets, visit scireading.org. Join us for an unforgettable evening of camaraderie and conversation. See you there.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor, La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
You know what? What an appropriate song that is for what we've been talking about. We're going to shift gears here in a little bit, but we got a couple callers. Ron, good morning.
Excuse me. Yes, good morning. I have a question. Some time ago, I guess a federal judge, it sounds like a federal judge, gave these illegal aliens the right to, their Second Amendment right to carry a weapon. Is there anything to that? And if that's the case, Sheriff Johnson, will you honor that law that illegal aliens can carry a gun? So anyhow, that's my question.
Thanks, Ron.
Thanks.
I haven't heard that, Ron.
I've seen that too. There was a lower court judge that said, "Hey, they're living here in the United States, and they get to they're covered under the First Amendment. So now we're covering them under the Second Amendment." However, there was a lot of questions about that. I'm not sure what happened after that. If it was,
my answer is hell no. Will I honor that?
Anyway,
no way.
They're because not, you've got to go through a.
You're not a citizen.
Check.
There's no way.
I don't even know see how they can.
Sorry,
do it.
I'm not putting my stamp on that. It's my. I incur some liability too when I bless somebody with, if you will, lack of better terms, probably not the best word, but when I sign off on somebody's CCW, it's. I incur some issues there, too, so I would not do that. So, no, Ron. I haven't heard that yet. I'll look into that, but certainly not.
It was a couple weeks ago. Okay. And I know you've been on the road here.
Yeah.
Okay, let's finish up with Shasta County here.
Yeah, Linda, thanks for making me angry this morning.
Oh, well, you know what?
We needed to hear that, though. We needed to hear from, you know, now I get reports from my son, who's he's a U.S. Marshal, but he takes his team, or he did before he got promoted out of that, he takes his team to the border, and he comes back with stories, people coming in, they end up in the hospital because they don't have any vaccinations, they're sick, he's all these things. He says, then they're just moved. He says the Border Patrol have become nothing more than a admin agency to push them through. And he says the agents are so upset. But let's move on to Shasta County here.
Okay.
Speaking of fentanyl, y'all just made a huge bust.
Yeah. Made a great bust. And, a random traffic stop.
A random traffic stop.
I mean, kind of doing a little bit of interdiction, you know, but there was no pre-investigation. There was no tip that this was coming through.
Uh-huh.
It was just a traffic stop, and the deputies did an awesome job of making a huge seizure and a bunch of cash.
$190,000.
Okay.
Okay. Tell our audience what the people said in the car.
I kind of want to hear how the visual of what happened. Traffic stop. How does he know?
Well,
they know.
You know, without giving too much away, you start asking basic questions, and when the passenger tells you they're going someplace and the driver tells you they're going someplace else and things don't start matching up, those are clues. So,
okay.
You know, people acting nervous and you're looking at different things in the car. Well, we brought a dog to the traffic stop after that, that came up, and the dog hit on the car, and from there it went downhill for him. And
our canine!
And when they found the money, the people said, wow, no, that's not ours.
That's not our money.
I don't know how that got in the car.
$190,000. No, that's not ours. Gosh, how'd that get there? So that now becomes...
It's asset forfeiture, yeah.
Yep, that becomes the sheriff's department's
money. And
that's
just a bonus. Like, they're not out there doing stops to try to find money. They're just doing stops and doing their job and protecting
their
community. And here it comes. But it's an indicator of that's what's going on. That's the pipeline. I-5 is pipeline. 80 is a pipeline across the country. So
the jail has taken on new life.
Jail's going really well, folks. It is, that has been quite a process. We all know as a community, we've been through a lot with that and the closing the floor of the jail and staffing issues. And, we had deputies come off of the street to staff it and get it back going. And the recruitment efforts have gone well. And we have rotated all those. I think the last of our deputies will be out of that jail by May, and it's fully correctional deputies, and the jail's full. We're doing good.
How's recruitment?
Recruitment's good. Recruitment's going really well. Yeah, it turned it around. That the department as a whole. Some of my support staff now is suffering a little shortage, so we're going to have to turn the focus there, but. As far as the sworn, it's going really well.
I know you're looking for people to work in the jail. They don't do anything with the prisoners, but they're doing the admin
right,
stuff.
The non-contact stuff.
Yep. And you always need people there, too.
Always need people there, yep. That's and we've set it up, and part of the reason for the success is we've set it up as a career path, so you could come in as that, as a non-contact PSSO is what we call them. Learn the trade, see if you like law enforcement. If you do, you can move into the correctional deputy role, go through that, and you can end up a deputy on the street if that's your goal, or as a career as a correctional deputy inside the jail.
Okay. Now, have we heard anything on the new jail at all? I mean, where are we with the new jail?
Yeah, it's kind of being put on hold right now. We're going into budget right now, and everybody's trying to figure out budgets and go through that process. So it's kind of on pause right now. We'll get back to that when we can. Got to get through budget season first.
I mean, you're extremely interested in this, but you're not the driver on this. This is the board of supervisors, so the drivers on this.
Yeah, board of supervisors and CEO's office are the driver, sure. Because before you can even talk about a jail and really move forward, you have to have the money for it, right? So that's the number one thing, and that ball's in their court.
Well, there's going to be some changes in the Board of Supervisors starting in January.
Yep.
So we'll see how that goes. I mean,
Right.
But, you know, that happens. I mean, boards change.
It's like I told people, Carl, it's, you know, the board is the board, whoever it is, and it's my job to work with the board and Absolutely. Carry the vision for the county. So that's what I'll do.
Okay, last thoughts here that you want people to take away before we end up here.
Yeah, we'll go back to the basic safety of our community. You know, everybody, Shasta is a great place to live. You've heard me say it before. It's the fourth county I've lived in and definitely the best. And we're going into spring and summer here. So, you know, things ramp up and you gotta be aware and protect yourself, you know, be vigilant, pay attention to what's going on around you and keep your family safe. And if you want your community to be better, you have to participate in your community and you have to know what's going on. So I would encourage folks to do that. Got cool April nights coming up. We've got the radio coming up.
Yeah.
Good events coming up in our community. Great participation and celebration for us all.
We're just looking at Mike's looking at us kind of what's going on. Buford's over here deciding to chew on the he doesn't chew on things. Stop it. Chew on the moldy.
Oh, Linda's got to
get him. Where did that start?
Yeah.
Stop that.
Buford's a comfort dog here now.
Yeah, and he's not comforting. He's not comforting us right now.
You're about to lose the radio, folks. Buford's taking care of the wiring.
Sheriff Johnson, thank you so much for what you and all your staff does for our community.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for this enlightening conversation on the border. Hearing from somebody that was there, seeing it. People up here in Northern California, they understand this problem. People should hear what you say throughout this country from just, you know, you're a county sheriff that's down there and hearing how bad it is. My gosh.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. And we're going to continue to try to put things into place to protect our county because at least we can do that.
Yeah, we haven't.
There's some things that tie our hands, like we're talking about.
Yeah.
You know, Senate Bill 54 is one of them. It's gives them so many rights and prohibits law enforcement from doing investigations based solely on immigration, which is stupid, but I'll figure out a way around that too.
Okay. Thanks a lot. And you have a good day and a safe day tomorrow. More of the Red Bluff Roundup and many more. Have a great day and God bless America.